Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Tavner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Red Barnes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Burke. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bobby Burke. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into left field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to third for the out. Averill moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians one, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Erle Viral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Fonseca steals second. Erle Viral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aviral is 0 for 1 in the game. Aviral hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Fonseca moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Rule to Cronin covering second. The throw back to home, and Fonseca is out at the plate. Aviral moves to second. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Aviral settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a pop-up towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. West moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. West moves to third. Barnes moves to second. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hudlin. West scores. Barnes moves to third. Judge moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Indians. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barnes scores. Judge scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 3-2, Senators. Bobby Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-1 in the game. Burke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Rule moves to second. It's 4-2, Senators. Joe Schott now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Rule moves to third. Burke moves to second. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rule tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball towards left. Barnes settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Barnes. Jameson moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Meyer. Jameson moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Fonseca moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Senators. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Fonseca scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Senators. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 4. The Senators will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barnes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Judge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lind hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnes who is chasing the ball. Lind reaches third base with a triple. Grover Hartley pinch hits for Jackie Tavener. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn scores. It's Indians, 5, Senators, 5. Ray Gardner pinch runs for Grover Hartley. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott bunts towards the mound. Burke fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gardner moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Walter Beal now pitching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gardner tags and scores. Jameson tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Ray Gardner now playing shortstop. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rule hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walter Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lind bunts towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-0 in the game. Schott hits a fly ball into center field. West catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on West. Morgan tags and scores. Sewell scores. Gardner moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-5, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jameson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Barnes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 5. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Averill strikes out. There goes Fonseca. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fonseca moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown has Fonseca trapped. There's the throw to Rule and over to Meyer, who tags Fonseca for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of West. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge pinch hits for Joe Judge. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 5. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Gooch now playing first base. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schott bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-5 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gardner scores. Jameson moves to second. It's 9-5, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Rule and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gooch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rule hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad pinch hits for Lloyd Brown. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a line drive towards center. Averill catches it and throws to Gardner, who relays to Fonseca to double up Flagstad. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.